Should we chant the next word and Yunjai Naiva Sadatmanam Yogi Niyata Manasaha Shantim Nirvana Paramam Matsansthanam Adhigachati. Together. Yunjai Naiva Sadatmanam Yogi Niyata Manasaha Shantim Nirvana Paramam Matsansthanam Adhigachati. So this yogi, this meditator, Niyat Manasaha, controlling his mind, Sada Atmanam, Yunjanaiv, Yunjan. Here I think they've said concentrating, but Yunjan means we can say uniting, evam, in this way, Sada Atmanam, always established in his Atma, his own nature, comes Adhigachati, attains shanti, attains this shanti. What shanti? Mat sansthanam, which is coming from me, which is I am the source of that shanti. Nirvana paramam, and that leads to the nirvana or the moksha or the liberation. So this yogi, when he sits down and meditates, controlling his mind, always established in his Atma, his nature, in this way only, when he does it, he attains the shanti, which is coming from me, which I am the source of that shanti, and with that he attains total liberation, nirvana or moksha. You know, in this one and the previous one also, again, they are talking about this. I'm sorry?
Sorry. I said, there is an answer to your question. The first thing is actually the peace of mind.
Yeah.
It says here.
Right.
And then, of course, a nirvana and a moksha is another thing that is beyond that. But that's most
it important. Leads on to the, yeah. So, Yunjan Eva. Yunjan, uniting, concentrating, uniting, evam, this way only. So this way only, like we had a question a few sessions ago, like different people meditate on a light, different people meditate on objects, different people meditate in groups. We have group meditation. So yes, there may be some result, something that they may get. Not this. This is the only way. If somebody does it, then they will get it. What? Moksha. In this way only. Not sitting in groups. Not sitting in any other way. In this way only. Evam. This is the only way. How? You sit properly, get into a ekaki, prashantatma, without any fear, calm mind. Control your mind, then you get this result. We have other techniques, we have other group sessions, but doing that will not lead to this kind of result that Bhagwan is telling us. So this is the idea. Do this in this way only, that yogi, Niyat Manasaha, controlling his mind. Again, Niyat Manasaha, Manas. You know how we have this word Man and then Manas, like Bal and Balakaha, like Man and Manasa. So Man, mind, and Manas is the modification of the mind. Manas, like anger, jealousy, greed. These are the Manovratti, mind modification. So Man, mind, Manasa, modifications. Vratti, anger, greed, jealousy, all those kind of things. That's that. So not controlling all of that, that yogi, Sada Atmanam. One way that is usually, this word is described as Sada Atmanam, always established in Atma, always. Right? But in some non-dualistic schools, I read this, and there they have not used sada as always. They are using sada as sat, as in sat, chit, anand. Sat and asat. So they have used, they have described this sada as sat, always, indestructible, not changing. That Atma, that Sat, which has no beginning, which has no end. And then Atmanam, then giving it the Chaitanya aspect. So that truth, which is beginningless, which is endless, which is indestructible, that Atmanam Chaitanya, which knows itself, and because of that you know everything else. There are two things, right? Sentient and insentient. Sentient is Chaitanya, Atma, me. Everything else is insentient. This piece of table, this chair, this is jada, this is inert. It doesn't know itself, it cannot know itself. It's jada. Chaitanya, life, is Atma. That not only knows itself, but because of that, remember we talked about I and then this. Because of the Chaitanya, we know everything else. So that Sat, which is beginningless, endless, indestructible, which is also the nature of Chaitanya, the self, the consciousness. Meditating on that, which is your own nature. So we are not doing anything. All we are doing is just understanding that and sitting in my own nature here. Yunjan, in this way only, when you unite yourself with yourself, we are not going anywhere outside. All we have to do is come back and meet ourselves at our own home. Hari Om, Hari Om. Like when we go from somewhere, when we come home from some place, if we don't need anything, we leave it outside, right? We leave our shoes and everything at the door or wherever. We are going to get on the bed, we don't take our shoes on the bed. We don't need something, we leave it. So like this here, we don't need anything else, we come back to our own home. In this way only, when we come back and meet us, my own nature, that way only, you attain the shanti. That, what is that nature of that shanti? That is free from agitation. That has no agitations. Totally calm. And that is that shanti, that is the source of, I am the source of that shanti. Like from milk, we get yogurt, we get butter, we get ghee. All of those things are different. But the source, ultimate source, is the milk. So all the shantis in this world, I am the source of that shanti. You attain that, and with that, you will be eligible to get the nirvana or the moksha. But there's a lot of discussion going on here, so I'll leave it up to Anilji. So he can carry, I think he'll have to start from the beginning. So I cannot describe you, our time is up. So I'm sorry, we overshot here. Your Shanti Mantra here. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.